So I'm here just outside the Athletes Village, and Alan Oliveira, the Brazilian gold medal winning sprinter, is here actually. He's just over there showing off his gold medal very proudly.
Yeah.
Oscar Pistorius is obviously not very happy about it. I'm asking people here what they think. Okay. Who are you, young lady?
I'm Grace.
Hi, Grace. Where are you from?
I live in London. I've been here for a very long time. But I'm originally from Zimbabwe.
Okay.
But I've been supporting Oscar. I really love him. It's a shame that he didn't win, but I love Alan. He did a really good job. Even though he was really behind in the first, I would say, probably 100 meters, 120, the way he came out in the last 18 minutes was surprising.
Is it unsportsmanlike to complain about these things, do you think?
I think if it's something that has to be done, it has to be done privately. I know that there were issues even in swimming when people have to be taken in different class depending on how the situation is. I think it wasn't meant to be done after the race. I really love Oscar, and it just wasn't meant to be done during the race, maybe after, and then it can be discussed. But I don't think it's anything to do with the blades, because if he doesn't train hard, he wouldn't have been able to run that hard, that fast, I think, anyway, from my point of view. So I don't know what's going to happen. But he did apologize, so, which is a good thing, I guess.
Great.
Personally, I don't think he should have done at the time he did, because I think it came over as sour grapes. But maybe he has a point overall that they need to look at the blades for the future, because it needs to be fair for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, it's very difficult, I suppose, in this type of sport to make everything fair, because some countries have got very advanced access to very advanced technology, some haven't. You know, it's very hard to make it a level playing field in the Olympics, but especially in the Paralympics, isn't it?
Definitely. And I think, obviously, the more developed countries have more money, that's always going to be an advantage. So, you know, that's why I think it looked sour grapes, really, when Brazil probably don't have the same facilities that someone from the UK does have, someone from South Africa maybe has. Mm. So I think all in all, it's probably a fair result.
And what's your name, please, and where are you from?
I'm Suzanne Diamond, and I'm from Orpington in Kent. Thank you.
Probably not at that time. I don't think it was right to complain at that time. He maybe, but it was heat at the moment. So I think he was just saying it in the heat of the moment.
Was it unsportsmanlike?
I think it was just he trained obviously for all that time, and then it just caught him in the heat of the moment. So probably unsportsmanlike to say it then, and he should have voiced it afterwards through the right channels and got the rules looked at. If the rules at that time were the rules, so that was it.
And who are you, sir? Just say your name so I've got it on the tape.
John Diamond.
John, and you're from Orpington as well.
Yes.
Lovely. Thanks for speaking to me.
Thank you.